Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Andrew Hinton and Denise Schaefer from the Sitka Homeless Coalition. Thank you both for coming in and joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Erin. Yeah, thanks for having us.
So for those who may be unfamiliar with the Sitka Homeless Coalition, can you give me a little synopsis of how long have you guys been around? What's your mission?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Sitka Homeless Coalition is still a relatively new organization. We started in 2017, attained our 501c3 status in 2018. And our mission, pretty simply put, is to provide a warm, safe shelter for those in need. To meet this mission, the Sitka Homeless Coalition has been working diligently this last year and a half, 2 years, on the Kisani Project, mm-hmm. which is a Tlingit for little houses. And this is a permanent supportive housing development to create 12 tiny homes, as well as a caretaker unit, a mechanical room, laundry room, and a service building to provide supportive services on site for residents that we're working on up at the end of Jarvis Street. Well, that's one of our main projects.
That's a big project. Yeah.
It is a big project. And that we were fortunate enough to, we broke ground early September, mm-hmm. And that we're working on through this winter, and that we hope will be completed in summer of 2024. Nice. So that is something that's taken a lot of our capacity as an organization. But the fact of the matter is that the Hitkisani site is not going to be available for our unhoused neighbors this winter. And mm-hmm. we're working to simultaneously meet their needs in other capacities. One of which is a dinner program that we started a couple days ago and that we've been working on in partnership with AC Lakeside. So every day from 4 to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday, folks that are experiencing homelessness can come in, and in partnership with Lakeside, we're able to provide them with meals.
That's amazing. I'm thinking of for a pretty new organization to get, you know, your official structure made of, to have the Hitkisani is, and all these other programs, it's pretty remarkable and pretty darn bold as like a way mm-hmm. to start of, yes, yeah, having... There's so many unsheltered people in Sitka, and to be like, you know what, we're gonna build those shelters for them. To just go ahead and go for that big goal is really awesome. Especially that it's 2023 when you broke ground. It's gonna be ready in 2024. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, congratulations on the work that's being done for that. And yeah, Andrew, as you're saying, that's one part of working towards solutions, but there's still so many other aspects that are relevant right here and now, especially that we've had this kind of cold snap where I think all of us are remembering, oh yeah, it does get a little nippy here in the winter. So with the AC Lakeside doing the dinner program daily, Monday through Friday, are there other programs that are taking place within Sitka that if people want to get involved, or either with their time or with their, you know, donations, that they can do so?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Erin. Today we actually launched our annual Shelter Sitka fundraiser. We're very excited about that campaign, and we're hoping to bring in lots of donations to help these operational programs and also to go a little bit towards our capital project, the Hitkisani Project. We also have showers and laundry that was started a few years ago that's still running twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. If people want to get involved, we just updated our website, sheltersitka.org. There's a get involved page, and there's a couple of ways. One of the big ways where you don't really have to do much, just spread the word about what we're doing. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, tell your neighbors and your friends about this. We also have our annual meeting on December 10th at the Nakahiti from 5 to 8 p.m. And we would love to have many people there to celebrate what we're doing, to just get together and get updates and come together as a community. Yeah, so many ways. We also have a weekly volunteers meeting. That's actually where Andrew and I have to go after this. It's Fridays at 10 a.m. And if you go to the Get Involved page on our website, there's a button you can press. You can go to our Google form. We can add you to our mailing list so you can join us on Fridays and find out how you can get really, really involved, like making flyers or coming to the dinner program once a week and facilitating that. So there's lots of ways.
Awesome. Ways to get involved that doesn't necessarily, I mean, if you're a volunteer, you're not signing your life away. That doesn't have to be another part-time job, but many hands light work. So lots of different ways for people to get involved.
Oh, yeah.
So something that's even coming up before your annual meeting in December, December 10th being the annual meeting, is Project Homeless Connect. We've been seeing it, you know, popping up year after year for getting supplies and gear needed from those who have to those who might not have enough. So when is Homeless Connect coming up, and what kind of things are you looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. Project Homeless Connect is coming up on November 14th. It'll be hosted at Centennial Hall from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're looking for all sorts of gear. If you have winter gear, clothing, sleeping bags, new socks, tents even, these are the kinds of gear that we're looking for folks that very unfortunately don't have the services that they need and that need to brave the outside during the winter. We're providing these for anyone in need. And if you want to make a donation, you can make it at the UAS front entrance, the Sea House, or St. Peter's. Or you can reach out to us directly, and we'd be happy to meet you or facilitate that that handoff.
Yeah, November 14th will be like an official meeting time to do it, but you're not going to be turning away any gear donations that may be had.
That's right, and gear donations is something that we do pretty consistently, even outside of this event. But this event is a great opportunity for us as well as for some other organizations that are helping to make this possible to come together and provide services directly to. Folks in need.
And I gotta imagine that if folks who maybe like they're thinking maybe I want to volunteer but I you know just want to kind of like take that easy step in to meet some folks, make some networking connections, that can be a good way, I guess, to to get started in helping out the Sika Homeless Coalition.
Absolutely.
And Denise, you had mentioned you just started again the Shelter Sitka fundraising initiative. So this takes place during the last few months of the year. For this fundraising initiative, is there a specific project that you're looking to fund specifically, or is it just a general fundraising goal you're hoping to raise to support all the work that you're doing?
I think it's mostly an in general fundraiser, but we also have a lot of operational programs that could use funding. Showers and laundry, that is an ongoing thing, and we spend hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars on that constantly. And so bringing in funds for operating that program and the dinners program that we just started, we want to fund that and keep that going, maybe even past the winter if we can. And we also are working on potentially starting a warming shelter this winter, and we're getting that together. But things like adding staff to build capacity to monitor that space, or we might have to like rent a space, you know, things like that, the little funds here and there. And then we also have this huge capital project.
Right.
And it takes a lot of capital funds to make that happen. But if we want that to be a sustainable project, we have to have operational funds as well. And so we're thinking all of the things.
A lot of things to keep track of in the long term, in the short term, in the kind of in the middle distance as well. And it's a lot of amazing work. I appreciate all the work you guys are doing because, winter is a time where we're all kind of hunkering down again after the craziness of summer, and just to take and realize that many of us are very lucky in being able to, you know, wrap up, hunker down in our own homes or our own apartments. But it's not easy to do so in Sitka, as is we all have been very aware of.
And
it's not easy here. And to take into account that we can all probably help out our neighbors and make them a little more comfortable living here in this good community. Well, gosh, we're out of time this morning, but Andrew Hinton, Denise Schaefer from Sitka Homeless Coalition, thank you so much for coming in this morning, for the work you're doing. And as the reminder that the Shelter Sitka fundraising initiative started beginning of November, going through the end of the year, where can people go to donate?
Yeah, we have a PayPal, and there's links all over our website, and there's also information on our website for mailing checks to us. We have a P.O. box in that. Is 1112 Sitka, Alaska.
All right. Yeah, that'll get you there. And then the Project Homeless Connect for gear donations and other things happening November 14th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And sheltersitka.org for all the other information about what you guys are up to. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much, Erin.